Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to Not So Silent with your host, Izzy Santulli. That's me. So I'm like so comfortable right now, so that means we're getting into it. Today we're going to be talking about just life updates, dating, like what's been going on in my life, relationships, and we're also going to be doing a Q&A at the end because I asked you guys on my Instagram story to ask me questions, so we're going to get into that at the end, so make sure you stick around. So first thing I want to talk about is something that I'm actually so proud of myself about is my fitness journey. I have actually been on the grind. And I've been locked the fuck in, guys. Like, I literally got a nutritionist. I got a nutritionist coach, and she has been helping me. I have meetings with her every week. And bro, like, honestly, every single summer, every time summer comes around, I'm like, okay, this is the summer, or like, this is the year that I'm going to get fit and I'm going to, like, you know, be so confident in my body. And that never happens. I'm sure you guys are able to relate to that. So this year I was like, hey, you know what? Like, everything in my life is going so well, but I'm just like not confident in my skin. Like, I'm not confident in my body. Like, I'm not confident in a bathing suit. I'm not confident like in workout sets, all this stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let me get a nutritionist. And I've been working with her. We've been working on like my diet, food, without restricting myself, which is very, very important because I love food. Like, I love food. And like going into this, I literally even told her, I was like, babe, like, I hope there's no like restrictions on food, because when I want sushi, I'm getting sushi. And she's like, yeah, of course. So we're doing this in a healthy way that is like something that's, what's the word that I'm looking for? That's, it's manageable. Like, you can do this for the rest of your life. So I'm not like restricting any foods. Like, if I want a sugary cookie or if I want a sugary snack, I'm gonna have it, you know, but I'm just gonna be very mindful. That's all it is. Just like being mindful of what I'm putting in my body. And if I eat like a bunch of sushi today, which I'm going to tonight after this, I'm gonna be mindful about what I eat tomorrow, you know, that type of thing. But I lost 20 pounds in 3 months, guys, which is literally insane. And the only thing I have to say is that I didn't realize how much of like diet actually is a huge part, because I was like, okay, if I work out like insane and lift really, really heavy, I'm gonna see results, which you do, but you're not gonna see them like, I don't know, like you're not gonna see them as much as if you're eating bad. Like, if you're eating junk food and fast food, like, you're just not gonna see your gains. And it's just like how it works. Like, it's literally 80% diet and 20% workout. I work out 6 times a week and I eat really, really good. This is probably the cleanest I've eaten in a long time. And that doesn't mean like, you know, like veggies and like I'm fasting and like all this stuff. Like, I'm not doing anything very bad. But again, I'm just being mindful of what I eat. I'm making sure I eat all food groups. I'm making sure I have low carbs, high protein, lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, because that shit gives you energy. And I was not eating fruits and veggies. And then I realized how much they actually helped me. And I wrote here discipline versus motivation, which I've talked about so many times, just like when it comes to even work stuff and like content. It's the same thing with fitness. Like, honestly, my body has gotten like really used to working out. Like, when I don't work out, like, usually on Sundays are my rest days because I work out Monday to Saturday. On Sundays, I'll literally start tweaking because I'm not working out. Like, I'm not working out, but I will still go on walks. And that's something else I've been doing. 10,000 steps a day. Walking is literally a fat loss hack. Like, it is actually a fat loss hack. And no, you don't have to walk on an incline. You don't have to speed walk. Walk at a normal pace for an hour. Get 10,000 steps a day while working out, while lifting, and you're going to see insane results. Like, I was working out before and I saw results, but not until I started incorporating walking as well. Oh my God, literally it changed my life. And so on Sundays now, I don't work out, but I still hit my 10,000 steps. We're always still doing something. But that is my fitness journey. Now I'm like, I feel really confident, guys, and I'm so happy. I feel really confident in workout sets. I feel, you know, confident in like wearing certain clothes that I just wasn't before. And yeah, I'm very happy with how far I've come. And I don't wake up every day and I'm like, oh, I want to go to the gym. Like most days, like recently, I've been like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. Like, I don't want to go to the gym. And sometimes when I miss the gym in the morning, because I usually go to the gym in the morning, I'm like, oh, like I miss the gym in the morning. I might as well just not go because my whole day is ruined. Like, that is how my mind thinks. How fucked up. But now I've been like trying to rewire my brain. Like, okay, you skip the gym in the morning. You woke up late. Okay, go at night now, you know? But yeah, very proud of myself. And honestly, it's a sign to just like, if you want to do something, just lock the fuck in and like tune out the outside noise and just lock in. Like, it's not, if you want it, it'll happen. That's honestly the baseline of it. But I want to talk about going into like some dating stuff. So, yeah, the situationship that I had a while ago that I talked about, I don't know what I updated you guys last on with him, but we tried to stay friends after, you know, being a thing, and that didn't work. And I made the very bold decision to cut him out of my life, like this time for real, because I tried to last time and I like called him months after. I'm like, hey, I miss you. Can we be friends again? Ugh, it was just a moment of weakness. But anyways, so I decided to, you know, I was just like, hey, listen, like, I just think it's better if we just part ways. Like, I can't be friends with you and I can't. It's just hard. It's hard to move on when you're still in my life. Like, I literally, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's just hard to move on from you. Even though we weren't a relationship, even though we weren't like a, like, you know, a thing, you still had a special place in my life and in my heart at one point. And it's literally impossible to move on. If it is possible, I can't fucking do it. It's impossible for me to be able to move on when you're still in my life as friends. I can't fucking do it. And honestly, he was just like, I agree. And I was just like, you agree? Okay. I was a little bit like, oh, you know, but I was just like, you know what? This is for the best. And I haven't talked to him since. It's been no contact. I've removed him from socials, from every application, and it's not been easy. It's been hard. Every day I think about him. But I don't call him. I don't call him. I don't text him. And that to me is a win. Like, the fact that I'm not reaching out to him when I'm thinking about him or having those thoughts, I don't reach out to him. And that's a win. That's me choosing myself every single day over him, right? And no contact is hard. Like, no contact is hard, especially when you know, like, if I were to call him, like, I know he would answer. So it's just, like, annoying. And just learning to kind of stand firm in what's best for you and not what feels easy. Like, the easy thing would just to text him and be like, I don't know, be like, oh, like, you didn't even, like, care to, like, fight for me or, like, something. That would be the easiest thing to do. Or even, like, call him and be like, hey, like, how's it going? So that would be the easy thing to do. But the hard thing to do is the best thing to do, which is no contact at all. And, you know, everyone in my life also agrees. And they've been telling me this. And I know everyone in my life right now wants the best for me. And I love all my friends and my family. And they've all been telling me the same thing. So obviously trusting them as well. And yeah, just like a little bit of like details, I guess, with it. I have attachment issues. So when... And this was my first ever situationship, so it was hard for me to decipher the difference between a relationship and not a relationship, because we were doing things that were like a relationship, but we weren't a relationship. So it's very, very confusing. It's very toxic. And yeah, especially when you have attachment issues, it's like, bro. And I just feel like I gave so much energy that wasn't reciprocated back. And when that happens, and when I tend to do that, I tend to just keep going. Like, if I sense a little bit of like I'm giving energy and it's not getting reciprocated, I either fully pull back or I sometimes give in even more. And then that kind of makes people run away. And yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It was just like, I learned a lot about emotional immaturity and how it just like is so draining. And it's just like, yeah, like our minds are not in the same place, and it's just, it's never going to work. It's just really not, at least right now, it's just never going to work. And it's for the best, because I was sad and like irritated being in this dynamic with this person. And now, yes, although it is hard, but it's like, I don't have that constant, like, is he going to text me? Is he going to call me? I wonder if he's thinking about me. I wonder what he's doing. Like, on this Friday night. Like, I don't have those thoughts because that person's no longer in my life. And I feel like it's for the best, even though it is hard. What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to tell you guys, I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available, guys. I did not make a lot of these, okay? There's a limited quantity, so do what you will with that information. But also, if I, like, see someone, like, on the streets wearing the sweater, like, I will literally come up to you and kiss you. Link is in the description, but continue on with the episode. I love you. Yeah, that is the tea with that. My other dating people, I don't know. They kind of all just, like, fizzled away. there's the one guy that, like, we went bowling, but I'm, like, over it. Like, I don't want to go on dates anymore. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's because, like, the situationship and I'm still, like, kind of hurting from it and, like, grieving that. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But I just don't want to go on dates and I just, like, men annoy me. Like, they're just so annoying. And I'm like, why am I going to, like, go on a date and then, like, possibly end up getting annoyed or irritated by this man and then it ruined my mood? Because I know it's not right for, like, a person or a situationship to ruin your entire mood. And I'm trying to, like, stop that, but it's hard. Like, when someone annoys me or irritates me, like, my mood is just switched. But I have been getting better at it. I've been getting better at, like, seeing my emotions come in and kind of just, like, seeing them come in and just being like, okay, that emotion is here. The thought is here and now we're going to let it go. I don't know. Do I sound like a fucking... I feel like I sometimes sound like a crazy person. But it has been working. Like, when I do get irritated or, like, when someone says something to me and I, like, my first initial reaction would be to text back something, like, also rude, I take a second and I'm like, hey, my peace is more important, so I either just don't answer at all or take the higher route, be the better person, and it's honestly changed everything because your peace is, like, the biggest thing ever. Like, you don't want to ruin your peace. You don't want to let something or a situation or someone else, something other than yourself, ruin your mood or your vibe. Like, why would you do that, you know? Because your energy is the most important thing that you hold. Clocked. Anyways, that's a little bit of updates, but I want to talk about, I almost choked. I want to talk about the summer I turned pretty because I have a lot to get off my chest and, spoiler alert, because I'm updated. If you're not updated, unfortunately you can skip this part, but I'm finna tell y'all what I feel. So honestly, watching this show made me think about, like, my situationship. Like, for example, let's talk about Belly and Jeremiah. Like, Jeremiah, first of all, I actually want to punch him in the face. Like, I hate Jeremiah. If you are team Jeremiah, there's actually something wrong with you because this man is not okay. He's a man child and he is just, like, he cringes me out. Like, how are you guys, like, he's okay, this is my thing. He's a cute individual. He's cute. He's attractive, I would say. But the way he acts and his personality, I'm just like, you are the ugliest person ever. I'm so sorry. You're actually the ugliest person ever. And I remember there was this one point in the show where I think Jeremiah or Belly, I don't know, one of them said they were like, oh, like, we can be friends, like, still, like. And I'm like, babe, don't do it. Like, I tried to do the friends thing after the hooking up. It doesn't work. Like, I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, please, Belly. Please, Jeremiah, don't do this. Please. And it just made me think about my situationship because I'm like, girl, I've been there. Belly, Isabel Conklin, listen to me. I've been there. I've freaking been there. Don't do it to yourself, girl. But I want to talk about Connie, baby. I love Conrad, okay? And he is literally the dream guy. He's the dream guy. First of all, he is so cute. And you know what? I actually didn't find him that attractive until, like, season two-ish, because he just started acting like a man. And, like, when someone starts acting like that, you just become instantly more attractive. And Jeremiah, I can't deal with him. He seeks validation. He is so disrespectful. Like, can we talk about the fact that, like, he would fight with Belly all the time and then Belly would always give in to like his stuff. Like she'd be like, oh, okay, you know what? You're right. And then she would start coddling him. Why are you coddling Belly? Why are you coddling Jeremiah? He should be coddling you. Why are you acting like his mother? Like, this is just weird, 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 weird. And that's why I'm just like, ew, I hate that. I cannot do that. You should not be someone's mother. And in relation to like Conrad, like he's someone that you can depend on. Like, for example, like he, oh, also the Jeremiah thing, I was going to say something. He's so disrespectful because every time he speaks to someone, he is literally so disrespectful. When he was talking to Laurel, after the wedding ended, like the wedding didn't go through, when he was talking to Laurel after, he was so rude. And if that's the girl that you quote unquote love, why are you being so rude to her mother? Like, you're cooked. And like also the fact that like little things, it was just like little things within the show that honestly like shook me. Like, for example, like for the wedding, Jeremiah's like, okay, the cake is the one thing that I want, the cake. And Belly's like, well, listen, we don't have the budget for a $700 cake. And he's like, the cake is the one thing that I want. Like, who gives a fuck? If you are marrying the girl that you love, who gives a fuck what cake you want? You stupid idiot. I can't deal with him. Conrad, though, on the other hand, remember when Conrad was in Cousins with Belly and he literally had his own shit going on. And then he's like, listen, Belly was alone. Another thing, Belly was alone trying to figure out the wedding. Her best friend wasn't there. Jeremiah, her literal fiance, wasn't there because he was working, because he's literally dying to seek validation and he's dying on his knees to get his dad's validation and approval. Okay, clock that. Conrad was at the cousin's house, fixing the house, cooking for her. And literally, he was helping her with the wedding. He was helping her with the wedding where she was getting married to his brother. It's fucked. It's actually fucked. But it just shows like he put everything aside and he like helped her. They went to Michael's. It was so cute. Like, I'm just like thinking about it again. I'm like, oh, like that was just, it was so cute. And I have like a hot take. Belly is the real villain in this whole show, because girl, you knew, okay, let's not fucking play. You knew that you loved Conrad from when you were literally 6 years old. You always loved Conrad. Why would you get into a relationship with his brother, with Jeremiah, knowing that deep down you'll always have a spot for Conrad? It's just like you're stringing both of these brothers along, and it's just like, it's so bad, it's so damaging, and you're like fucking up the relationship of these brothers. It's just like, it's fucked. Like, girl, you need to figure out your shit out. And like, you know what would be a good idea? Dating outside the family. That would be a good idea. But yeah, honestly, I hope there's a few more episodes until the finale. I hope, which if you watch me, I hope you agree with me. I hope she ends up with Conrad, because if she picks herself in this like higher up, like I'm going to choose myself, I'm going to be pissed. She has to pick Conrad or else I'm going to go on a rampage about this show. Like, you have to pick Conrad after all this. You have to pick Conrad. Jeremiah, I hope he literally dies and falls off a cliff or something. Hope he dies. And yeah, Conrad and Belly get married. And I love Steven and what's her name? Taylor. Love Steven and Taylor. I've always shipped them and they're very cute. I do. And can we talk about Steven? He's actually cute. Like I feel like he's the only one that had a glow up within this show. Anyways, but this is why I know I'll never settle for a Jeremiah, because I want a Conrad. So thank you very much. But let me know what you guys think about this show. And I hope y'all are team Conrad, because if you're team Jeremiah, you're clearly not team Izzy then. Anyways, I have a few questions. We're going to get into it. These questions are basically like, they're about dating. Some people have some dating questions. Some of them are about me. Some of them are about advice things. So we're going to get right into the Q&As. Someone asked, I always go for men that need a babysitter, that need healing. Then I end up getting hurt. Do you have any advice on how to change this? Like, no, because I unfortunately do the same thing. But you know what it is? Like, when you actually think about it deep down, it's like you are attracting what you are. Like, the only thing that we do in life is we attract what we are. Like, we attract similar people in our life. So when you kind of just like, again, I always talk about this, but when you really work on yourself and your self-worth and your self-love, you're going to start attracting people that are on the same level as that, as you are, while you are elevating. And you're not going to attract these people that are, you know, that need healing, that need therapy, that have so many issues, because that just shows deep down that, you know, I'm being harsh, but there's issues deep down within yourself that you need to heal from. There's things that you need to change and work on before you even start looking for people. And I'm telling you, once you start working on yourself the hardest and you are like locked in to yourself, your person is going to come along and they are going to be the perfect person for you. And everyone has the perfect person for them. So yeah, I think that's the only way to change it. You can't like, there's no way to know if a person is fucked up before you start dating them or, you know, talking to them. Obviously there's red flags here and there, but until you're in like a relationship and you see how they live and how they move and how they work, you're going to realize little things. So that's why I'm saying you're never going to know, but work on yourself so hard to the point where you're going to attract similar people to you, you know? Next question. I had my first breakup 1 year and a half ago. Any tips on how to move on? So 1 year and a half ago. Okay. That's like, I think it took me like longer than that to heal from my breakup. But again, there's no timelines. Don't look at the timeline, girl. Everyone has their own timeline, their own path, their own journey to healing. Some tips that I did is I really just like kind of, it's scary to think about, but when me and my ex broke up of 7 years, first I went to therapy. Therapy helped a lot. And I started doing things alone. I started doing a lot of things independently, because when you're in a relationship, I think just automatically you become dependent on that person. I think that's just what happens. So I was very dependent on my ex and I started doing things independently, solo. I started getting back into some hobbies. I started dancing again because I used to dance a few years ago. I started dancing again, hanging out with people that are just super, super supportive and uplifting, having a good group of people around you. I hope you're doing no contact because, again, like I mentioned before, if this person is still in your life and you guys broke up, if you guys are friends or whatever, it's going to be very, very hard to move on, okay? And I am saying this from what I've experienced. Maybe other people have different opinions, but I just can't see myself, because I had this situationship, I can't see myself ever moving on from him if he was still in my life. You know what I mean? So I hope you're doing no contact. It's going to be hard, but it works and time will heal. And don't look at the timeline. Even if you're like 4 years down and you're not ready for a man, don't be like, oh, like I should be ready. The time has went on. Like, don't think like that, because again, everyone has their own time. Everyone has their own healing journey. Any other tips? Yeah, just really lock in on yourself. What I did is I worked out a lot. I got a lot of anger and like sadness out on like weights. And for me, it helped so much. Even dancing too. It just helped release. You need to find something to release. Journaling is great too. For me, like journaling is a little bit hard. I did do it a little bit, but physical movement for me just works better. Even with this situationship stuff, I've been hitting the gym a lot and I feel better. I feel a good release. So find something like that. Get back into what you love. You know what I mean? Or even find a new hobby. Even if you didn't have a hobby before that you maybe neglected with when you were in this relationship, find a new one. Start experimenting. Go fucking make pottery, bitch. Like, go do some pottery. Like, I don't know. Next question. What happened with your last relationship? So I kind of briefly talked about it. I'm not going to get into it a little bit. But okay, for me, my last relationship was my situationship, because I see that as a relationship. Sorry. I don't want to put a label on it, but I was giving energy to this person like a relationship. So that's why I'm like, you know what? To me, that was the next biggest thing after my last relationship of a few years ago. And yeah, it just like I said, it just wasn't working. Mindsets were not the same. It was toxic. It was just very back and forth, going in circles. My mind is racing. Like, is he going to text me? Is this going to happen? Like, emotional immaturity. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff was happening that I'm not going to get into. But yeah, the best thing for me, like if I'm just like in this dynamic and I'm unhappy in this dynamic, I need to get out of it. That's what you need to think about. I need to just get out of it, which is why, like, my friends were telling me for a long time, but it didn't happen until I was ready to. So yeah, I just cut that off, and yeah, but yes. Describe, next question, just describe your dream man, Conrad, from The Summer I Turned Pretty. But yeah, literally, I would love a man like Conrad. Honestly, someone that is just very, like, loving, very kind, very respectful. Very respectful. Yeah, just, like, I feel like when, and this may sound weird, when your boyfriend or a guy is treating you like a quote-unquote baby, I feel like is good. Not like a baby as in, like, you know, but like baby as in, like, do you want me to turn on the fireplace for you? Like, do you want me to cook for you? Do you want me to make you something? Like, little things like that. Like, I feel like that is what I want. And for example, I'm thinking of, like, The Summer I Turned Pretty now. Like, Jeremiah was very, like, needy, and he was, like, very, like, I don't know, like, Belly was basically like his mom, like I said before. And I just don't want that. I've been in that so many times, and I'm just like, I'm over it. I want someone to, you know, coddle me a little bit. But yeah, he has to be funny. I talked about this before. He has to be funnier than me. Not funnier than me. He just has to have a good sense of humor. And yeah, he has to be tall, would be great. And has a good work ethic. Very important. Has a good work ethic. Has ambition. If a man doesn't have ambition, fucking kick him off into the streets. Get rid of that person. Because it's just like, that energy is going to feed onto you. Okay? And for me, I'm a very ambitious person. Like, I have goals and, like, dreams that are insane if I were to sit down and tell you guys all of them. So if you are with a person that is literally, like, a bum and doesn't want to do anything, it's just like, you can't, because that energy is going to, you're going to get sucked into that, and then you're not going to want to do anything, and then you're going to turn into a bum. So you can't do that. He has to have ambition. He has to have really big dreams, really big goals. And I, like, yeah, that's basically it. Next question. If you can change anything about past dating experiences, what would it be and why? So I actually, honestly, I wouldn't change anything. I have learned so much, and this is, like, the PR answer. But no, it's my real answer. Like, obviously, I wish I could change so many things. Like, with my past relationship with my ex, from this situationship, I could sit here and name a bunch of things that I wish I could have changed. But there's no point in that, because everything that has happened has shaped me. It has taught me something. It has really made me, like, okay, it's made me stronger. Truly, it's made me stronger. So no, I don't really, like, wish I could change anything about my past dating experience, because every single person that has stepped into my life has taught me something about myself, has made me stronger, and has developed me. So I, yeah. Next question. Have you ever had, I probably shouldn't be doing this sex? Yeah. Next question. How do you feel about dating someone less successful or less online than you? This is a good question. So this is the thing. I don't care about someone that's less online than me. I actually feel like I would prefer that, because I'm so online. So it would kind of balance me out that I would have someone that is not online at all. Like, I would love that. Like, not even having social media, like, I'll kiss you, you know? But no, I think the being online doesn't really matter to me, but I think there has to be a level of being successful. Like, because of how far I've come in my life, I don't need someone to be, like, more successful than me. I just need you to at least be on a similar level. Like, you have to be on a similar level. It would be great if you were more successful than me, because I would love, like, a man that I can look up to in a way. And that's not saying that you can't if they're not more successful, but, like, you know what I mean. But yeah, I don't know. I would love for, like, my man to be more successful than me. I don't really care about the online stuff, but there has to be a level. There has to be a level of success that you have achieved in your life and that you continue to achieve to be able to be with me. And you know what? That's my standard. And I stand on that ground. And I will honestly never go back to what I was doing before and not standing on that. So, yeah, you have to put in the work. You got to put in the work. But, yeah, that is my tea on that. So that is the entire episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, I'm gonna relax on the dating, I think. But I love you guys, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.